This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Four o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer to my left. Mike Clemens on the other side of the glass, enjoying some soup. Is that your soup, Mike?
No comment.
All right. Coming up later this hour, we'll talk with our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfel. I take issue with his comparison, his comp for Bucks first round pick, Dante DiVincenzo. We'll talk about that coming up at 4:48. And it wasn't nearly as wild a draft night as Gary thought that it might be. How many trades were there last night? I didn't see a whole bunch.
That's six or seven, probably.
Really? That many?
Yeah.
Okay. I had a comedy show, so I wasn't following that closely. I wanted to see who the Bucks took. I wanted to see who the Bulls took. But I wasn't following, like, pick by pick, move by move. So a few of them might have slipped past me. It seemed like a relatively quiet night. There were, though, there were leaks, which the NBA has tried to stop, and the NBA's partners have tried to stop, like ESPN. They didn't want their reporters leaking any information before the draft picks were made, so Adrian Wojnarowski got out the thesaurus.
Hey, Horvat is here. Horvat, throw on some headphones.
Yeah, Ryan Horvat's just hanging out.
Ryan Horvat hosted the show last night. With
you don't need headphones. We're all in the same room.
Baby,
I'll tell you if you sound good.
With Baby Tausch and Mike Maxey, sportsboys.com, who does a show. And normally I do it with Mike every year, and I was sick yesterday, specifically yesterday morning when I was having issues. So they were nice enough to fill in for me last night. I want him to be a part of this story since he was on the draft show last night. Go ahead, Rami.
Well, he got out the old thesaurus, did Adrian Wojnarowski. I don't know how closely you guys were following this on the show yesterday, but he was using every possible term that he could use without actually saying the Milwaukee Bucks are going to pick Dante DiVincenzo.
Zoomed
he'd say
in
they
on,
were
targeted.
leaning towards, they're targeting, zooming in on.
Okay, so now, having said that, Horvat just got here, so he hasn't. I don't think he's heard my draft show ever.
Here's the question
that I've done it.
No, I've heard the draft show before.
You've heard my Bucks draft show.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what is my number one rule on that Bucks draft show when I do the draft show concerning this very notion of social media? What do I do on my show?
You don't like the spoilers, do you?
Right.
He doesn't allow spoilers.
Yeah, Billy didn't want them either.
Right. So what I do is, you're on the show with me. Computers all go off. Cell phones get put away. Yeah. You have access to nothing. And Mike Maxey drives Mike Maxey crazy, but he laughs and says, fine, we'll do it your way.
Yeah.
So that way, the only person that knows what's going on is the person back here in the studio, right? And if there's a trade, then he'll tell us. Okay, guys, Adrian Wojnarowski said this is a trade coming up, involves the Bucks, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Then he tells us. Other than that, nothing. I want to know what's going on the TV screen. And then everybody at Q Club is anticipating and waiting too and goes crazy and blah, 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 blah. So how did you all make it work last night on your show?
Well, okay, so I was torn because I wanted the spoilers almost because I was looking for a big deal to happen, like if Kawhi actually got packaged, which I knew there was a slim chance of it happening. Billy didn't want any spoilers, and I think Mike was kind of sneaking his phone out and kind of checking updates throughout the night. But at the bar, they wanted absolutely no spoilers at the Q Club.
Right.
So there was a guy on his phone on Twitter yelling out picks, and everybody on like one side of the bar was just screaming at him, no spoilers, put your phone away.
So he was just trolling the whole room.
He was doing it on purpose.
Okay.
And he wanted Grayson Allen really bad.
Oh, so
that kind of just explains this
he's
guy.
He's a troll in his day-to-day life.
So he was just there to troll. But did you guys see this ended up costing the Bucks?
Yes,
possibly.
I did.
Well, that's why we're doing it.
Yeah. It's
This was Travis Schlenk, the Hawks GM. On our sister station.
Golden State.
This was on our sister station down in Atlanta. Excuse me, what did you say?
He's from Golden State. Before he took the Hawks GM job, he was in Golden
State. All right, I thought I had the completely wrong information there. He is the Hawks GM, and this was him on our sister station down in Atlanta and how leaks may have cost your Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, I think that speaks to society today more in general than anything. I mean, especially in our business, there's sometimes I will have a conversation and 3 minutes later it's on Twitter. It's amazing how fast information travels today. And it makes things tough. Like some of these conversations we're trying to have, you know, you'd like to keep confidential, but it seems like it's extremely hard to do these days. But it can also be beneficial when you're talking about being in a war room and trying to project. Last night, for instance, you know, we had the 19th pick and, you know, we're coming down and, you know, we're talking actually to Milwaukee on the 17th pick, talking about trading up to get a guy we like. There's a couple guys we felt really good about on the 19th pick, and obviously Kevin was one of them. And it leaked who Milwaukee was going to take. So all of a sudden, we were able to pull back out of that deal and keep a draft pick instead of packaging picks to move up, because we knew two guys on the board we felt really good about and only one team in between it. So, you know, that was beneficial to us last night.
So they were ready to pull the trigger on a trade with the Bucks.
Would love to know if we were getting a future one.
And pulled out because they saw that the Bucks weren't going to take their guy.
It was not, again, it's only two slots.
By the way, I did get a portion of the information wrong. That was not on our sister station in Atlanta. It was on our sister station in San Francisco, 95.7 The Game, because as you said, he came from Golden State.
So they obviously had a relationship with him.
Right, exactly.
Same thing.
But do draft leaks ruin the draft for you as a fan, from a viewing experience, from an entertainment experience? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan.
If I were the Bucks, I would be livid.
I'm looking for who the leak is.
Livid.
I'm going all Donald Trump on him, and I'm doing everything I can to find that leak.
Oh, I got one pretty. I'm not saying it on the air, but I bet you I can guarantee you I know who it is.
Do you?
Probably. Oh. It's the same person that leaks everything else in that building. But for me...
You never told me this.
For me, just look in our DMs. For me...
In our DMs?
Yeah, it's the same person.
Well, you just lost me for the show.
For me, it's one big thing, okay? You cannot have teams getting screwed because of social media. You just can't have it, because now you're ruining the integrity of the draft. Okay, it was fun before, right? Oh, I'm Agent Wojnarowski. I'm going to try and show everybody how cool I am and tell you the next five picks before they happen, and they're going to call it Woj Bombs, and they're all going to love me. Yay, I'm Agent Wojnarowski. Good. I'm happy you are, and you are the best at what you do, sir. You are, by far, you are the best insider of the NBA, without question.
He might be the best insider in all of sports.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
But there is
this thing, the actual production of these drafts, both NFL, NBA, okay? I mean, the call comes in. They got to make up a card. It's going up to the podium where a commissioner is going to read it. And halfway between there, these networks can get it. A guy can tweet it. Plus, the network's on like a 30-second delay. That's why this stuff is coming out on social media a minute, 2 minutes. Before, I mean, it's literally right there in front of you before they have a digital delay.
But guess what?
The rest of the nation.
None of you are going to have social media going forward. That's it. If I see a tweet from anybody that covers our league during our draft, we're pulling your credentials.
Before it comes over the network.
Stop. No.
Good Lord.
Now listen to me.
This is the entire nature of the media. You try and keep stuff from us. We try and find it. That's what it is.
You have a TV show to watch. Watch it. Find out all your information there. Wojnarowski's on TV anyhow. You want to break a trade? Break it on TV.
Look, hold on.
I don't want any of your crap in social media going forward. If you do it, you're done. That's the end of it. Because if you say, oh, just let him go. Cool. So what if there would have been a trade lined up for, number two overall instead of number one? Big mega deal is going to go down. Then we got leaked out to know who two was, and the other team said, to hell with it. We're not doing it anymore. And that guy in the two slot was going to get a huge package, but it got leaked who they wanted, and that was the end of it, and they backed out. No, it's not a big deal because it's only Milwaukee. Who cares about the Bucks? It's just Milwaukee. Who cares? You'll be fine, Milwaukee.
No,
you got
but
Giannis.
Those are
Don't
two
worry
different
about it.
Things.
If this trade, for example, the Atlanta Mavericks trade, if that would have costed that trade from happening, how hot would Mark Cuban have been? He would have been on every TV show network, blasting the NBA, blasting Wojnarowski, blasting everybody. It's little Milwaukee, nobody cares about, so nobody's going to talk about it outside of one story.
Those are two different things that we're talking about.
What is? You affected a trade from not happening.
Right.
The Bucks had compensation coming back, whatever it was, and now they got nothing.
That's not
social media told the other general manager what was happening before it was happening.
Yes.
Okay, so that screws with the integrity of the draft.
Again, that's the nature of the media. Things get screwed up all the time and fall through because somebody somewhere leaked something to the media. It happens in sports. It happens in politics. It happens across the board. And anything that's being covered by the press in any way, shape, or form, that's the nature of the whole thing, man. That's the whole deal. I'm not talking about whether or not it sucks that the Bucks had a draft pick ruined for them by Adrian Wojnarowski's leak.
Not a pick, a trade.
I'm sorry. Had a trade ruined for them, I misspoke, by Adrian Wojnarowski's leak. I'm talking about it from the viewpoint of you sitting at home as a fan, as a viewer, or as a listener to the fan pro basketball draft show last night here on these airwaves. Does it ruin it for you from an entertainment standpoint while you're watching? Because it doesn't to me. It sucks that they ruined that trade for the Bucks. Yes. That upsets me as somebody who roots for the Bucks.
Why watch the show?
But
that's my question. Like, why are you watching the TV show if you know what's coming?
Yeah, I agree.
What is the point? Why do I listen to the radio if I know what's coming on my Twitter account?
Because it's like the guy that goes and sees a movie and then gives everybody spoilers. Like, what do you really get out of it, though?
No, because when I'm...
Yeah, what do you get out of it? He gets to tell everybody he's a smart guy and has context.
If I was to watch the NBA draft or any other draft, they're not necessarily my cup of tea from an entertainment standpoint.
Robbie doesn't like the draft.
The thing that is interesting to me about it is not the guy walking up to the podium and saying a name. That's the most boring part about it. The reason that I would watch is for the analysis that Ryan Horvath and Bill Schmidt and Mike Maxey are giving on The Fan last night, or that, you know, Jalen Rose and Jay Billis are giving on the TV.
So you're totally different than me again. No shocker. We're totally different in every day of life, in every facet of life. I enjoy being on the radio and me and Mike Maxey or Horvat and Baby Tosh last night having the conversation of this. All right, man, who you take here? Who you think they're taking? I think they're going to take this guy. And I take this guy. I'll tell you that. If they take this guy, I'm going to lose my beep on the air right now. And then we hear who it is, and everybody goes crazy.
Well, what does it matter if you go crazy over a tweet or you go crazy over a guy walking up to a podium and saying a name?
Because there's no suspense. I just sit on Twitter. Oh, yeah. Let's see if one Wojo's going to tweet. Oh, there it is on Twitter.
And I feel like the draft is so much different now back than like 10 years ago when I used to watch it, because I kind of knew who the first 10 picks were going to be because most guys were playing 3-4 years in the same college program. European guys weren't coming over the next year. You know, you would have to stash them and hope that they come over in 3 to 4 years. So I kind of like the surprise element because now these guys are all one and done, or they're coming over from Europe and they're going to play next year. So you don't know where the hell anybody's going. Whereas, you know, back in the day, you kind of knew 1 through 10 where these guys were going.
You
knew Iverson
draft, right?
was going 1. You knew Carmelo
LeBron's going 1. You like the draft, right?
I love the draft.
You love the draft.
Yeah.
So for you, what's it about for you for the draft? Is it about what I just talked about? Or what is it about for you?
I like the surprise element. I mean, I just like seeing where, because I'm a big college hoops fan, college football fan, I like seeing where these guys are going to go because I've been watching them for the last year or 2 years.
And then how they fit in that team with that roster and that whole thing.
Well, exactly. Yeah, especially with the Bucks. I mean, you kind of knew where they were heading. They needed a shooter. So you start playing out scenarios in your head and like putting together different lineups. Who's going to be where? Is Jabari coming back? So that's what I like about it. And then breaking it down after, like, where could this guy fit in? Is he NBA ready? Is it going to take another year?
Well, who was the pick that you were most flabbergasted by? Like, I don't get why they took this guy in that spot last night.
Bagley Jr. going number 2. I like Luka. I would have took Luka. I think you kind of know what you're going to get with Bagley Jr. I mean, I've watched him. I watch a lot of Duke, a lot of ACC basketball, and I think he's a great basketball player. But the problem is when they double team him, like, he can't pass out of a double team. He falls asleep defensively, and he doesn't really run the floor as hard as I'd like to see. I feel with, like, Luka, you don't really know what you're getting. Like, we watch these highlights. I seen him hit a game-winning floater from three-point land just on one leg. You see him do all these things. His court vision is ridiculous. Like, they compare him to Ginobili, but he's 6'8". He's, like, in LeBron's body, but they're comparing this guy to Ginobili. And so I feel like his ceiling is so high, whereas Bagley, you know, Bagley kind of reminds me you're going to get, like, an Elton Brand-type player.
And that's
like, he'll be a 2010 guy, so he's safe.
That's what Dallas did last night. Dallas, you know, gets that kid with huge ceiling. Then I think maybe the smartest pick that everybody looked back on when this whole thing is said and done and won't have an impact on their team this year, Giannis's brother pick, last pick of that draft, Dallas takes him, is brilliant for two reasons. One, if you do think he's got a high ceiling, you develop him at your rate,
exactly,
your pace. And two, if Giannis does ever get to free agency and if his brother's playing on your team,
yep,
I got a draw now. I just, for me, that was brilliant by Mark Cuban. I loved what Dallas did last night. I thought they did well.
Do draft leaks ruin the draft for you? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Spoiler alert, everything from Robert's Specialty Meats is delicious. The team from St. Louis that we love to beat is in town this weekend for a huge series. And if you're heading out to Miller Park, make sure your tailgate party is first place worthy with quality foods from Robert's Specialty Meats. They might be Redbirds coming to town, but the best birds in Milwaukee are Robert's marinated chicken skewers and barbecue, garlic parmesan, or Door County cherry varieties, easy to serve up from your grill in just minutes. And even Cardinals fans can appreciate a delicious brat on the grill, and you'll find over 30 varieties from Roberts, including our hometown favorite Wisconsin Wurst, featuring beer, bacon, and cheddar, or the Al Capone Italian sausage just bursting with zesty flavor. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their cherry wood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats. And check them out online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more info and money-saving coupons. And for the best in meats, shop Roberts Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. We'll talk with our Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel coming up at 4:48. I don't like his comp for Dante DiVincenzo. We'll get his thoughts on the pick, and I'll take issue with that when Gary joins us at 4:48 in a very polite and respectful manner, because I do like Gary Wolfel. But right now we're asking you, do draft leaks ruin the draft for you? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Sparky hates it. I don't really see how it affects your enjoyment or entertainment value of watching that thing, because to me, the least entertaining thing about watching a draft is a commissioner walking up to a podium and saying a name. That's just the start of it. If I'm going to watch or listen to any sort of draft coverage, I'm watching or listening for the analysis after that guy's name is announced.
How do you feel about the hug? You know, when the commissioner hugs the player.
Cool, great. Actually, in the NFL, it kind of pisses me off, because of the relationship that the commissioner's office has with the players, that is the most disingenuous hug in all of sports.
It's the last one you're going to get.
Yeah, you're going to hate that guy as soon as you sign that contract. Why are you hugging him? You literally will hate that guy as soon as you sign that contract and become a part of the Players Association. That's just the nature of it. So why the hell are you hugging him? It doesn't make any sense to me, and it's very disingenuous. I don't like that at all. Adam Silver, he has a very good relationship with the Players Union. So that I understand, but the Roger Goodell hug, that pisses me off each and every time. But do draft leaks ruin the draft for you? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let's go to Brandon in Franklin. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Brandon?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Doing well, man.
Huge fan of the show.
Thanks, bud.
I agree with you, Sparky. I cannot stand it. I am livid as a Bucks fan that happened. It cost them a couple more draft picks, maybe. Do we even know what the trade was involved with?
No.
Well, yeah, I don't understand. Is it really that much to ask for him to wait until afterward to talk about it, or what is the deal with?
Why? Well, Joe needs to do it. It's just to tell everybody how great he is. That's all it is. He loves the praise and all of that. There's absolutely no reason to do it whatsoever, especially when you're on TV all the time now on ESPN. This isn't like he's on Yahoo that nobody cared about. Now he's on ESPN, which everybody sees anyhow. So you're not competing against anybody. You're not trying to steal viewers. You're the only show in town. There's nobody else.
Yeah, and it's unbelievable. He was even saying it on TV, too, some of the draft picks. And I don't know. It just really pissed me off about it. So that's all I have to say about it.
Yeah, it's absolutely pointless. Thanks for the call. Again, and the only way it's going to stop is if these teams go to Adam Silver and say, you need to shut him up, and just have to shut him up. We cannot have this. I'm glad that he knows. Either that, I'll tell you another way to fix this. Either that, or there's two other ways to fix it. One, everybody gets together and decides they're just going to give him false information just to be done with this. Or B, everybody just stops talking to him. Just says, that's it. We're done talking to this dude on draft day. No more talking about any type of draft picks or who we want or anything else.
That's it.
A dangerous precedent.
So you figure it out how you want to handle it.
If you do that in that venue of the draft, you're setting a precedent of limiting the media and how much access they can have.
Dude, it's one day out of the year, Rami. You're acting like I'm talking about doing this all year. You're mad because I don't want the draft show ruined for everybody watching. You're
it's not
acting
ruined
like,
for everybody. It's ruined for you and people like you.
You
there are people
like
me
draft.
Who don't care. That's
but
not,
if you don't like the draft, I don't care what you think.
It's not,
I'm talking about the people that live and die for the draft and watch this draft every year. Those
I'm less interested in the draft than you are. But when I do watch, I do watch the draft. I turned it on last night after I got home from my show. And when I was watching, I wasn't watching to see a guy in a suit walk up to a podium and say a name.
Right, and that's fine, but that's how you view the draft.
And that's how you view the draft.
I'm okay
telling you
that.
People are different. There are a lot of people out there who are like me,
but,
who are watching for the analysis and not the actual announcement.
But it affected a trade now.
Now that sucks.
That's gone too far.
That sucks, but guess what? The White House isn't happy because things are getting leaked out of there. There are people all over the world, all over this country.
Okay,
I should
so
just
we
say,
don't agree on this
I should,
either.
I should just
that.
Say this country because we have a free press and not everybody does, but there are people in this country who are pissed off that there are leaks about them. But guess what? That's the nature of the media. The people in power try and keep stuff from us, and we try and dig and find it.
This is not the White House.
I don't care.
This
but
is a
sports media is the same thing.
This is a bunch of individual teams. Two teams got a trade screwed up because of this clown. That's what happened.
That sucks. They should have contained their info better.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And you told me, well, now we shouldn't conspire against the media.
I'm saying,
tell the media everything we have.
I'm saying the Bucks should contain their info better.
And not
let leaks out.
Everybody across this league should just be
but
done talking to this.
But to disallow it.
No,
to
not,
disallow
no.
reporters from reporting information that they've obtained through completely legal means.
The NFL has already done it. They did it last year.
The NFL is the Gestapo.
Right. It's their league. They can do what they want.
Right.
And I'm telling you, if I'm the NBA,
I'm
not having trades ruined.
I'm telling
if you.
If you
as a commissioner are okay with it in your fantasy league, have at it. If I'm running the NBA.
Fantasy league? Nobody's reporting on the fantasy league.
Correct. If
right.
I'm the NBA, I'm not having trades in my league ruined by one dude. It's just not happening. I'm not going to allow it. And if I was the Bucks, I would be absolutely furious. Furious. Now, again, you're right. Part of it is their fault for having their leaks in their organization telling everybody that wants to, they can get their hands on to talk to about what pick they're going to make. That's partly their fault, for sure, without a shadow of a doubt. But the other problem here is you have one guy that's continuously doing what he wants to do, which, okay, fine. So to a certain degree, Rami, you're right. Then teams shouldn't talk to him.
Right.
That's the problem.
That's the problem is these teams aren't containing their confidential info the way that they should be.
Yep.
It's not that the reporters are digging.
No, not reporters.
Reporters are
no.
supposed to dig.
One
Insiders
guy.
Are supposed to dig.
There's one guy.
Well, he's just beating everybody else to it.
Nobody else was doing it because the NBA said not to do it. He was the only guy that decided, I'm bigger than the NBA. I can do what I want. They can't mess with me. I'm Adrian Wojnarowski. So he did it his way. Okay, fine. Now, my response to that can be if I'm the NBA, at ESPN, look, this is how I look at it. We either can be done with this or we're just going to be done dealing with him in general going forward. And then you can pay him all that money for nothing. Figure it out. It's one day out of the year. I'm not saying he can't report the day after the draft, the day before the draft starts, whatever. Do what you want to do. All I'm saying is when that TV show starts, I'm done with this dude. I don't want him on TV telling everybody the picks that are coming before they're coming. I don't want any of this crap. I want it clean. That's what I want. End of story. No more. And if I was Silver, that's what I'd do. And clearly, if Rami was in charge, yeah, whatever, doesn't matter to me, which is fine. It's just a difference of opinion on how you care to watch a draft and if you enjoy the draft or not and in which way you enjoy it.
I just don't want to stifle the media. And I know it's just sports. I get that. It's not as serious as the White House or anything like that.
That's one person. We're not talking about the general media.
Because he's better at it than anybody.
No, because he didn't listen. Everybody else was told the same thing he was told, and he went above and beyond the league and said, I'm bigger than you. I'll do what I want. That's what he did. Everybody else was cool. Whatever. We're good. No problem. It's one day. We're fine. Not him, though. He's bigger than the league. Okay, fine. And I can respond then as the league and go, no, you're not. And this is what we're going to do. I don't know. If I'm the Bucks, I don't know what lengths I would go to, but I would be furious.
If I'm the Bucks, I'm trying to find that guy who's letting out confidential info. That's If you want to look at it from that perspective, okay, I understand that. The Bucks need to...
There could be two or three or four guys in that organization leaking it.
You need to clean up your own house. But to just shut down the media and say you can't report on things that you're digging up, I think is kind of ridiculous, man. And again,
one day out of the year.
A dangerous precedent to set. It is one day out of the year.
That's all it is. It's
drafting.
The NFL does it to them, too.
But that's a day where that
guy... Because you're ruining their show for one day.
That's a day where that guy... adds a lot of credibility to his name every year.
That guy adds credibility to his name at the trade deadline every year. That guy doesn't have credibility to be questioned at this point. We're not talking about some young 20-year-old that's trying to prove himself.
Well, once you've achieved something, stop trying.
Oh, stop. He's making millions of dollars, Robbie. Don't act like this is some guy that doesn't care.
He shouldn't try to be the best at his job anymore. He's already there.
You're right. He's already there. You're right.
No, he's there because of stuff like this.
You can be on TV and be that guy and talk about your sources that you knew that this pick was coming 6 months ago because you're Adrian Wojnarowski and all that. Have at it.
You're really mad at Wojo.
I'm furious.
It's the Wendy's Big Show. We'll be back right after this. It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami. There's Sparky. We'll reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Give you the final say on them with Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane coming up at 5 o'clock. Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is our Milwaukee basketball insider. Find his work at WolfelsPressBox.com, on Twitter at Gary with an E. Wolfel, we just call him White Gary around these parts. How are you this afternoon, White Gary?
I am doing well, and it's nice to see Sparky's off the DL.
Yeah, he's feeling better today.
It's nice to be off the DL. Hey, man, I was checking out one of your podcasts. Nicely done, man. You're the lead guy on his podcast over
really?
At WolfelsPressBox.com.
Steering the ship?
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, I'm going to have you guys on. No question about it.
Yeah, anytime.
It was fun to listen to.
Those viewers, not viewers.
Listeners,
followers.
Yeah.
I'm not cheap, but I'll join you anytime, Gary. And
there you go. What, yes. A burger at Cupies or something?
Right? Never a scene? Hey, Gary, first things first. I don't know who you wanted necessarily because I wasn't really listening to the radio station yesterday while being sick. But that is who I wanted the Bucks to take, who they took, the kid out of Villanova. Who did you want them to take?
You know what, Steve? I really didn't really care. I was really intrigued by Troy Brown. Troy Brown, the kid that went
good defender
to the Wizards. I mean, he's only 18, and he's a multi-positional guy. And maybe I'm a little biased. I talked to him on two occasions. He's a real classy kid, and I thought that was a good pick for the Wizards. You know, I think the Bucks would have liked to have gotten Jerome Robinson. I'm trying to remember where he ended up. I think 13 at the Clippers. But, I don't have any problem with DiVincenzo. He's a good player.
We talk about him and then how he fits into this roster going forward. And you talk about Tony Snell and the amount of money you're paying him. And he was pretty much a flop last year, in all honesty, mm-hmm. of how he did. But – with that being said, he really doesn't fit as a bench guy because he can't give you any type of scoring off the bench. So his role still is better served probably as that defender on that first unit, that shooting guard position, and then let this kid still come off the bench as kind of your sixth man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Tony Snell is probably their best defender. I mean, they got to have somebody on the floor that can defend. I mean, you know, Bledsoe doesn't defend, and, you know, Middleton is very erratic. Giannis can defend and be a great defender when he wants to be, but he doesn't always want to be. And so, especially on perimeter guys, I mean, Snell can guard a 1, 2, 3, and even a 4 at times. So, you know, from a defensive standpoint, he can be pretty good if he's in the right mindset, you know. The question is he going to be in the right mindset?
Talking with our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfel, here on the Wendy's Big Show. This morning on the Chuck and Winkler show, I think it was on Chuck and Winkler, maybe Bill Michaels, I saw on Twitter that you said his comp in the NBA, as far as players who were in the league now or have been in the league before, is Kyle Korver. Don't you think he's a little bit more athletic and explosive than a Kyle Korver, who really is just a spot-up shooter, who waits for the ball to get past to him, and then he shoots it? I think... You tell me if I'm wrong, DiVincenzo brings a little bit more to the table than that.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of misconstrued. What I was really saying is he's kind of a system player like Korver. I think you plug him in and he's a nice complementary piece to the people around you. I was talking to a guy this afternoon, a longtime NBA guy, and I compare him somewhat to Rex Chapman. Now, I don't know if you guys even know who he is.
Sure, we watch Rex Chapman play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but I see a little Rex Chapman in him. You know what I mean? He's athletic. He can shoot the three. He can take it to the hole. Some very similar traits. The only thing is Rex Chapman's confidence level was always sky high every game, and I'm not sure that's the case with DeVincenzo. I think it tends to fluctuate.
I like him because I think he plays with some swag that goes along with who he is. I don't think he's afraid
that
to take it.
That is so funny, Steve. Sorry to interrupt you, but I talked to a scout yesterday, and that's the first thing that came out of his words. He goes, he's got swagger, and
I
like that.
So do I. And I had said it on Bill's show earlier this week, and that was one of the things I really liked about him. You know, look, he's going to take threes. He's not afraid to take a big shot no matter where it is on the floor. He's going to defend and give you everything he's got on that side of the floor. He played for a really, really good coach in Jay Wright. Mm-hmm. There are so many positives, and I said earlier in the show, he's got a little Joe Alexander and a little Marvin Williams in him. The Joe Alexander...
Don't say that.
No, but it's true, though. I mean, you can't hide it. The fact of the matter is, like Joe Alexander, he didn't really pop into the first round until the tournament. That's kind of when he made his run to get into the first round. Otherwise, he probably was going to be a second-round pick that wasn't for the tournament. He's got Marvin Williams in him because he wasn't a starter. I mean, he was pretty much a guy that came off of the bench, and that's what you're kind of going with. So both of those.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even have to go that far back. You could be DJ Wilson.
Well, that's even worse. I don't want to compare anybody to him. Yeah, no, but I mean,
if you're going to make that comparison, because DJ Wilson was on nobody's radar basically until the Big Ten tournament.
He was on nobody's radar at that time. They picked him either, except the Bucks' radar.
Who, by the way, I know this is going to come as a shock. The Bucks are trying to trade.
Trade who?
DJ Wilson.
For what?
Anything.
Well, obviously. Right. I mean, come on. Seriously, get out of here. Just attach him.
They're
attach him to
some. Trade him after 1 year.
Well, yeah, because they know it's not going to work. And again,
right,
it may
exactly.
work. It may work for some other team in 3 years or something. But at this point in time, we said it when they drafted him last year that it was a bad pick. It's clearly a bad pick after we watched what he did this year. And fine. So you move on from DJ Wilson and you go forward.
But you can't make mistakes like that, you know? I mean, 3 years ago they took Rashad Vaughn, you know, who I actually at the time
I liked the Rashad Vaughn pick. I wasn't mad about that.
Yeah, but I mean, the bottom line is he was a bust, you know?
I don't.
Now it looks like DJ Wilson might be a bust. And, you know, if you're a franchise like the Bucks, you just can't make those mistakes.
I want to know the deal on Rashad Vaughn. That's what I want to know. Because I've heard different things on Vaughn. Like, I've heard that when Vaughn was here, he thought he was better than he was. And it kind of it rubbed some people in the organization the wrong way and the coaches the wrong way. That kid is very, very talented. Now, I don't know what his work ethic is like and everything else that goes along with it. But he is an NBA player based on the God-given talent that he has. And if he doesn't figure it out, he's going to be another one of many players that, you know, should have been in the league, should have been playing at a high level and didn't because he cared about everything else too much.
Yeah, I mean, his maturity level was not very high, let's put it that way.
He was entertaining, though, on Instagram.
Well, of course. You know,
he could sing pretty good. He wasn't that bad of a singer.
Unfortunately, he wasn't entertaining on the floor, you know, so... But no, I mean, after he left for the Bucks, he went to what, three other NBA teams within a year?
Within a couple of weeks, I think.
Hey, by the way, and one of those teams was Orlando. Remember that?
Yep.
Which brings up this next point. And I think I brought this up with Rami yesterday. Did you hear he was in the mix for the GM job?
What GM job?
The 76ers are looking for a general manager, right?
Well, there should only be one. It should be David Griffin and call it a day. I don't know why it would be anybody else.
He is definitely the front runner, but the name I heard the last day or two, John Hammond.
Hey, I got one for you. Going that route, because John Hammond's the GM in Orlando, right?
Right, but he would be the head of president of basketball operations in Philly.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be unbelievable?
Yeah, well, if you don't believe, that would be amazing if he got that job.
But I think you're right. I think Griffin, when push comes to shove, is going to end up getting it.
But my point is, Mo Bamba, who they took at five, they gave him gave him jersey number five, though, okay?
Yeah.
So they had the press conference today. Hammond's not even in the picture. It's Weltman, Bamba, and Clifford. Those are the guys taking the pictures with the press, not Hammond.
Well, you know, I mean, we don't want to air laundry here, but we will. You know, Jeff Weltman and John Hammond have been best of friends
forever. And the
word going around is there's a little tension there.
Why is there always tension involving John? Why is that?
I have no idea. I mean, he's a very good guy.
Yeah, you know, I've always got along with Hammond. Yep.
No way around it. You know, they call him Gentleman John for a reason.
Yep.
I mean, some people are saying, and that's why his name surfaced in Philadelphia, saying that, you know, perhaps it's not like they hate each other or anything like that, but, you know, maybe that helps explain, you know, why he wasn't in that photo.
Why can't Hammond get a job in, like, Sacramento and get him out of the East? I don't want to deal with him in the East. I got no interest in that whatsoever. Go be the president of the Kings. Let him get rid of Vlade. He goes to be president of Philadelphia. He's going to get himself in a position to go win a ring.
Hey, by the way, did I hear you correctly on the show earlier today that if you were the Milwaukee Bucks, you would have picked Michael Porter?
I would have moved up to get Michael Porter once he got close.
Seriously?
Once he got close, Gary. Now, again, I don't know the extent of how bad his back is through the medicals that he's been taking with teams. I have no idea.
But as
far as pure talent, he might be the most talented player in this draft.
Totally agree. I mean, you know, a year ago, he was the best player.
He was going to be one, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I mean, if you go back a couple weeks ago, there's talk Sacramento might take him at two, you know?
Right.
But what I'm hearing is that bad. Back is bad. And I mean, it's pretty obvious the way he slid, you know, all the way to where did he end up again?
I think
14.
I was going to say 15. Yeah, 14.
Yeah, 14 to Denver. And you know, Denver's owners got, you know, it's a Missouri alum. So they're thinking, you know, that's the reason. But crazy thing today is that one guy told me, he said that he thinks if Michael Porter plays again, it's going to be on a limited basis. And he wouldn't be shocked if he didn't play at all.
But see,
like ever? Hold on, ever?
Ever.
No.
Well, if that would explain why he fell past Philly, because that was a potential guy for Philly that could have made Philly wholly crazy good in 2 or 3 years. Because Philly's in a position where they've got all this cap space anyhow. They could have redshirted him this year, not played him, wouldn't have lost anything, added a star player in free agency, and then added him into the mix next year with what they already had. And apparently they're trying to move Markelle Fultz. So to me, that would have made all the sense in the world for Philly.
Well, I thought the Clippers were going to take Porter, you know, with one of their two picks at 12 or 13.
Right.
And when they passed on him, I was like, oh, my goodness. this could be absolutely brutal. But, you know, I think he's going to play. In fact, I talked to two guys that played with him about, I don't know, a week or two ago, and they thought he was fine. But, again, you know, if you hear, you know, talk to some of the NBA people, they're very, very skeptical about, you know, how much he'll ever play at all.
Well, that's why he slipped, obviously. Yep.
That is our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.